Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
1880 WAOK.
Too much truth.
God sent you here for a reason. You have a purpose in life, and I just thank God for you.
It's Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Alright, welcome to News and Talk 1380. There you go. 1380, the voice of the community, 404-892-2703. Always enjoy coming out and on some of these great issues where there's great tension. And I was there today and saw these young people. They were there. They came up to me and said, look, we listen to your show. I was like, no, they don't really listen to the show. And they said, yes, we do. And so I told them to come on out and hang out with Uncle Derek at the down here at the station. And so they came down here. Let's start with Dad. Kwesi, how you doing?
I'm very well. How about yourself?
Good, man. You came out this morning, brought your children out to the Fulton County Commission meeting. First of all, I got super excited just to see them because one of the things I tell people, you know, when I looked at them, I said, well, they school age. They're supposed to be in school. But there's no great laboratory in life like actually going to see democracy at work. They got a civic lesson, social studies lesson like you didn't see. Why did you have your kids down there? Tell us how old they are.
And my daughter is Nanajua. She's 12 years old. And my son is Kofi Buache. He is 9 years old. And the names actually originated from Ghana. We're actually from Ghana. So
yeah.
That's where the names come from.
The year return. All of us came home to Ghana that, this year.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I've been to Ghana before. So, but talk about coming to the meeting this morning. What did you want them to learn from coming to the county commission? Obviously, y'all knew it was a contentious, going to be a hot meeting today. The place was standing room only. And talk about coming, bringing them to the county commission. What was this field trip about for them?
Okay. They're actually homeschooled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and with homeschooling, we always talk about taking ownership of your life. Mm-hmm. You know, and the Arts Center has been very instrumental in terms of their upbringing.
Yeah, they were there to advocate for funding for the West End Arts Center.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're cutting funding. They had closed it for a minute, I believe, and then they said they weren't going to close it, but now you're advocating for about $1 million for renovations and to make improvements into the building, I think, is what was on the agenda.
Yes, yes. And like I said, I feel like the Arts Centers are very instrumental to the kids in the community. And me, per se, I know my kids have benefited a lot from the Arts Centers. And I felt like other children should also have the same opportunity to get the same benefit that the kids got.
And you also got the benefit of hearing the discussion around folks like me who were there to talk about the funding cut, the cutting of community development block grant funding from the county, that they're no longer going to accept those dollars, which can impact the arts, although they fund some of that out of their general budget. But a lot of you got a chance to see a lot of folk from a lot of seniors were there, and they were upset. They were hot about the funding cuts as well.
Yes.
Let's go to Nana. Nana, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm good. You were the first one that saw you. You said, hey, I listened to the show.
Yeah, I actually, I love love your slogan.
Okay.
You can't handle the truth. I actually always said it with you. I've been listening to your show since I was like 4 or 5.
I love it. And you came down. Talk about the arts in this West End Arts Center that you want them to fully fund. How important is it to you?
It's really important to me because I've been going to the West End Arts Center and the rest of the Arts Center since I was 6 years old. And so my first class I took was a creative writing class. And I actually wrote a speech and I actually talked to the commissioners. And I was talking about how I think it's really important to the community that there are art centers for the children and even the adults to be exposed to the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really important that because the arts are really a really important aspect. Because I play instruments, and so I learned how to play the guitar there.
Wow.
And I still play the guitar.
Really?
Yes. I play the piano also. And since I'm homeschooled, I did all of my writing classes there. And so if they closed the art center, it would really be an awful thing to do to the community because they really need the art center.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really go to the art center as much as I did before because I mastered my writing class.
Right.
And so I think it's important that we get funding since there's a great need for arts in the community.
You know, I'm just bubbling over here. I am so impressed.
Thank you.
And that you listen to the show. I might have to get me a new co-host to have you come down here. You're doing a great job. Kofi, what's up?
Nothing much. How about you?
I'm doing great. You came on the field trip. I mean, this is a homeschool field trip down to the county. Tell me what you saw. What did you observe at the meeting? What images did you see when you walked in there?
Well, I saw a lot of people who were very mad at the people sitting behind them because everybody wanted them to do the funding thing with West End. And I wrote something myself, and I said something.
And what did you want them to know about funding for the Arts Center? And you're how old now?
Nine.
And you're how old?
12.
9 and 12. And so what did you want to say to the county commissioners? Or what did you say? What did you want to share with them about this center?
I wanted to share that if they closed the center, it would be a big impact on my life because West End had every writing classes that I did, and it helped me with my writing, and it did. I had a lot of benefits, so I wanted other kids to have the same experience and benefits.
Mm-hmm. Y'all going to start me to crying in here. and you also saw a lot of senior citizens. Did you see all those seniors who wanted them not to cut community development block grant funding that helped the homeless and provide for other services, sidewalks, and some of the things that the city need? A lot of folks were there advocating for that, including Uncle Derek. I came down this morning and was a part of that. Do you think they heard you, Kofi?
Yes, I think they heard me, and hopefully they'll do the funding.
Yeah.
And help West End.
All right, 404-892-2703. Don't go into place. I'm going to keep these young people around. And coming up a little bit later, we're going to talk to Brother Hashim Nzinga. He has a big program coming up this Saturday in memory of Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, and we'll talk to him. But I'm going to talk to these bright and brilliant young people for a little bit longer. 404-892-2703. If you came down to the county commission meeting today, a lot of the WAOK family was there. Brother Jihad spoke. I saw him. Saw Brother Muhammad. There were a number of people who were there, and our seniors. God bless them, folks at Trinity Towers, and a lot of us, Karen Renee, a lot of elected officials, Abel Mabel Thomas, Councilman Brown, and Shalice Steele Young, Ivory Young's widow was there. It was good to see her. She looked amazing, and it was good to see her, and her spirit was very high. And so many others, Reverend Timothy McDonald, Again, you know, the place was packed wall to wall, back to back. In fact, when I got there, I had to stand up in the very back because people had turned out. I hope Rob Pitts heard us, and I'll share with you some of the audio from the meeting. When we come back, don't go into place. Stick and stay with us. It is Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Too much truth.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Breaking news. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
This is Chris Chestnut. From 4 to 7 p.m., I'm tuned in to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Always there when you
walk shots.
Always on time. Gave you my baby.
Late night lover, you know, the one that swings like no other. I know I got a lot of things I need to explain, but baby, you know the name, and love is about pain. So stop the complaints and drop the order of restraints. Our sex life's a game, so back me down in the paint. 'Cause I can't wait no more. 'Cause it's about a quarter past three, and sure days I mean, I got the Bentley ballet, and I'm just
look,
outside of Jersey.
These are my special guests. I saw them, and they saw me. And Nana, I think it was Nana. I listen to the show all the time, and I was just I was grinning from ear to ear. Nana, tell us about being homeschooled. What is that like for you? What do you enjoy most?
Homeschooling is amazing. I've been homeschooled all my life, actually. And homeschooling, you can learn whatever you want, whenever you want to, and you can always get enough sleep so that you are able to study as much as you want to. And because I'm homeschooled, I actually love to study. I study every day, and I love to read, and I have time for my instruments and to travel and to do whatever else I feel like doing. It's amazing.
And you said you learned how to play the guitar.
Yes.
Really?
I did.
Well, you know what? I just got me a guitar over the Christmas holidays.
Oh, wow.
It's sitting on the stand. I may have to come take some lessons from you. Oh. You think you could teach me?
Maybe
I got to go to West End too, West End Performing Arts Center.
Yes.
But we'll start what you're trying to teach me. What other instrument do you play?
The instrument I'm very good at is the piano.
Really?
I've always wanted to play
the piano.
The piano is amazing. I've been playing the piano since I was 5 years old. Mm-hmm. The song I first learned was for Elise. My very first lesson I learned for
mm-hmm.
Elise.
Mm-hmm.
I love to play the piano. I play jazz sometimes and classical music mm-hmm. and pop music. I play all the different types.
Yeah.
I'm learning to play the flute and the violin and the cello.
Wow. And Kofi, you play any instruments? What is your?
Yes, I play the piano. Yes.
You like playing the piano?
Yes, I do.
Good. Dad, people say it's a sacrifice to homeschool. But clearly what you're doing is paying high dividends. Your children are very well-rounded, very well-spoken. And I hate to even say that because it's like we have an anticipation that what you thought they were not going to be. Talk about what that process means to be able to have your children in a learning environment where you could bring them, like, as I said, the County Commission was a learning lesson for probably everybody there to see how your government worked. You won't get this out of a social studies book, what your children got today.
That's true. I always felt like, you know, like I always tell the kids, you have to take ownership in the direction that your life is going. And I feel like a lot of children don't have that, they don't get that ownership, you know. So another reason why we wanted to homeschool was I wanted the children to play a vital role in their education.
Yeah.
So typically, they wake up, and there was actually a point in time where I did something called unschooling, and the unschooling was
mm-hmm.
The key was you wake up in the morning, and the key word was be productive. So whatever you felt like you wanted to do, as long as you were being productive, that's what we wanted to do. So it actually helped the children to really mature, and they understood that there's a correlation between working hard now and what you become in the future.
Yeah.
You know, so far, so good.
You feel like you got them on this path to success.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, also, I believe that, just like you said, I feel like education should not just be limited to the mm-hmm. four corners.
Yeah.
So we travel a lot, you know, and she will tell you more about the travel that we just did. You know, she's actually going to write a book about it.
Where are some of the places you've been that's been exciting? What do you like? Where have you been so far?
I've been to 6 continents, actually.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Our latest trip was a month and a half long. We went to China, Australia, Tahiti, New Zealand, South Korea, Las Vegas, and Los Angeles, and the Philippines.
I haven't been to some of those places.
Yes.
I'm jealous now. How was China?
China was beautiful. We went to Beijing. Mm-hmm. We went to the Great Wall of China. It was also a great experience because I'm learning how to speak Chinese, and so I was able to practice my Chinese.
Oh, Lord. And Kofi, which place did you enjoy most?
The place that I enjoyed most was Tahiti. It was an island, and it was great. It was hot and everything. It was like paradise.
Really? And where did you enjoy least? Where did you like, hey, let's get out of here. It's time to go. Go ahead and tell them, Dad ain't looking over there. Which one you said, Dad, it's really time for us to just go. Let's pack up.
I really enjoyed all of them.
All of them. Yeah, all of them.
Okay. I think he has to be a little honest. Uh-huh. You know, he enjoyed all of them, but there was a point in time where we were in Beijing, and you know, I guess they're not accustomed to seeing, you know, a lot of, you know, black kids.
Yeah, yeah. So oh, yeah. They were following
them. They were just following them and taking pictures. And
absolutely. Let me tell you my story. I was in Bratislava, Slovakia.
Oh, wow.
And this is as the heart of Europe as you can get. And there were throngs following me. Again, they don't see too many black people, I guess. I didn't know what it was. This was years ago. And they just followed me. It was hot. I had on a suit, tie. And finally, this kid comes up, can I take a picture? And I said, yes. And then from the crowd that was gathered, and it was a pretty big crowd, they just kept hollering, Shaquille, Shaquille, Shaquille. I guess they thought I was Shaquille O'Neal or somebody. Wow. They see this big old black dude. And they're like, Shaquille, Shaquille. I'm like, nah, but let's just go take this picture, y'all. If that's who y'all think I am, then fine. But thank y'all for coming down. And so now who worked out listening to you? How did y'all hear about my show? You've been listening for a minute now.
Yes. My dad actually is the one that usually listens to your show.
I appreciate that, Dad, for turning them on to it.
Because
they made my day. They really, y'all really did.
I want to tell you,
made my day.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
No, I am honored. The honor's all mine. What I'm saying, I'm really honored. I came to the meeting a little hot and disturbed about, you know, because anytime we have to advocate for poor and oppressed people against the government, that should naturally respond to these are free dollars, you know, even the dollars you're talking about. I'm a huge supporter of the arts, and I'm going to make sure to follow through, make sure West End stay open and viable because we need that on our side of town. I don't live that far from West End. And so you all are the best reason that center should stay open. If we could produce more young men and more young women like this, it's worth every dollar invested. The one thing that every dollar that is invested in the arts returns $13 into the economy.
Okay.
So not only is it a good investment, but you can see the fruits of that center right here. Creative writing classes that was taken. Music lessons. Music is really the highest form of science. So when you learn how to play a flute, violin, guitar, it really stimulates the mind. That's why I bought an acoustic guitar over the Christmas holiday because at 53, I said, I need to start delving into this music thing a little bit more. So I'll be taking some lessons, and maybe we'll have a jam session or something together.
Thank you. That'll be really fun.
Dad, before we leave, anything else, you know, about the center? I mean, you know, why is this center? Obviously, your children are telling us why we need the West End Cultural Arts Center, the Performing Arts Center, to stay open.
Well, I think if we're trying to get the kids to stay out of the streets, then we need to find a place for them to actually go. And the West End Arts Center, and not just the West End Arts Center, but a few of the art centers,
no doubt,
I know have been very instrumental in playing a big role in the children's lives.
Thank you so much. And thank you for bringing them down here, too.
Thank you
very much. Thank you.
Yeah, because I just had the last minute say, y'all come on down here and hang out at the show with me. And I appreciate you all for doing that, all right?
Thank you.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We're going to take some pictures and all of that. And so you can see them on Facebook and all other places. And then coming up next, we're going to talk to Hashim Nzinga, the chairman of the New Black Panther Party, with a special celebration that's going to be happening this weekend. We're going to tell you about where I'm going to be this weekend. I'll be back at Fishers of Men with a DB Africa trip. You know, we're going to South Africa May 30th through June 10th of this year, and we want you to be a part of it. A lot of people signed up on Sunday when we had our conference call. You still got time to go with us. We'll tell you how you can do that on the other side of the break. And we'll talk, if you went to the meeting today, whether it was for the Performing Arts Center or for the cuts in funding, call us up at 404-892-2703. We'll be back in a moment. It's Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
All right. You're going to learn today.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.